Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
From sobriety to self-care, it's Rewired Radio. Here's Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. It is a simple fact of our lives that our bodies need food for energy, strength, and survival. But our relationship with food is anything but simple. There's so much fear surrounding what we should and shouldn't be eating, or how much we should be eating, that our relationship with food has become filled with anxiety. My guest today, Ilana Horwich, believes that we will all be healthier if we can learn to love food rather than fear it. And as the founder and head chef of Meal and a Spiel, Ilana travels the world teaching people how to embrace healthy cooking and release their fears about food. She's here to also share her personal relationship with food, well, and how it has shaped her personal journey, why we should love and not fear it, and that food is really an essential and wonderful part of a healthy life. Ilana, welcome to the show. So excited to have you here with us today.
Thank you so much, Erica. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, this is such a, an important conversation to have to kind of reframe the way that we, feel about food in our lives. So how do you start to even, how do you start to develop this conversation with people that are living more around anxiety and fear about food?
Well, I would start the conversation, I think, by sharing a little bit of my own story, because it's very easy to come in and say, be friends with food, don't fear food, but that's very easy, much easier said than done. And I lived in my own personal life a long time where I really, I considered food to be my enemy. And so when I was I grew up in Los Angeles, in Beverly Hills to be exact. That is a place where being skinny is very, very important, specifically if you are a girl. No matter how smart or wonderful you may be in other ways, if you are not thin, you don't feel good about yourself. Let's just say that. And as a teenager, my own personal anxiety started taking themselves out on food. I would say I was a compulsive eater. I would like to eat when nobody was watching. I was gaining weight. I probably gained about 30 pounds. I was an athlete, too. I was a varsity athlete, so it wasn't like I wasn't getting exercise. But all this time that I was eating and gorging food, I was also constantly counting calories in my head. And every single day I would be like, oh my gosh, this muffin is going to be 300 calories. I'm just going to have a bite of it and then it would be finished. And then I'll just have one more and I'll start my diet tomorrow. And it was this really long battle of feeling terrible about myself, wanting every day to not want to eat. That was what my goal was, to not want to eat, to not eat. Wow. And it finally it took some time. I ended up living in Italy for several years, circumstance and good luck took me there, and I shifted my relationship to food because the Italians have a much healthier approach to eating.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, and they were looking at me like, why aren't you eating? Like, clearly you eat, like you need to eat. And so, I also realized that there was no way for me to control food. There's no way for me to not want to eat. It's too good. It's too something that my body really needs.
Right.
So once I started allowing myself to eat, then things started to shift.
Right. But it sounds like also mentally you had to go from, you had to see food as something that's joyful, that's something that is, about light and not dark. And, whatever that switch has to happen, doesn't it? I mean, how do we begin to, for the people listening out there today that are maybe filled with some fear and constantly dieting or constantly beating themselves up with negative self-talk, how could they start to see food as something that is there to nourish them?
Well, first of all, you have to take an honest look at what food is, just put your fears aside for a second and realize that food, our body needs food. Like, that's really, we can't escape that. Our bodies need food.
For energy.
For energy, for life force, for the health of our organs and everything. But what does that food look like? Well, that food looks like it's unprocessed. That food is fresher. That food is probably made by hand, if not our hand, somebody else's loving hand. And to really begin to make choices that are about saying yes to what your body needs. So, like, mm-hmm. my body needs energy. Well, that's, you know, like, I'm going to enjoy this smoothie, or I'm going to enjoy this, you know, almond milk milkshake, whatever it is, but, like, thinking about the nutrients mm-hmm. that your body's getting,
right.
I think is,
right.
That's been something that's important to me, but it also, your food has to taste good. I mean, that's number one. No one's going to
right.
eat stuff that doesn't taste good.
Right. But don't you also think once someone adopts that kind of, like, you know, mindset that, you know, like, this is great, this is good for me, and they're not so much, like, pushing it away or fearful of it, that actually it your body responds better to it. It kind of digests better. It's almost like, you know, I always hear this, like, people actually wind up losing weight once the relationship with food, you know, becomes more positive. Because, you know, back when they're, it's like a mental, emotional, spiritual, physical thing too. It's just, if we're always resisting or we're in fear of something, then it's not going to digest well. It's like almost like every cell of our body is responding to our emotional point of view.
I believe that 100%. We'll also eat slower. When we eat a uh-huh. little bit slower, we get a little fuller, faster, so we might not be eating quite as much. We're not eating to hide it. We're not shoving it down so we don't see it. Like, that's what
right,
I do. I
right.
to eat so fast so I wouldn't see the food. You know, see
oh,
it. Come yeah. be with it. Like, thank it. Thank it. Thank
right.
you for being
right.
here. But thank you for being so delicious, you piece
yeah.
of little gorgonzola that I love so much, you know? Like, thank you for
yeah.
being in my salad. so... Yeah, I think that's what happened for me. That's for sure. That when as I slowly changed my relationship with food, the weight just started just coming off. I never had to diet again.
Right, right. And it sounds like also, you know, people need a base education on, like, what food is good for you. And there's nutritionists out there, just, like you said, whole foods, things that come from the ground, things that are, you know, one or two ingredients. I always tell people, you know, not preservatives, nothing with tons of sugar, but just good, healthy, delicious food, and maybe some desserts, whatever it is, but everything in moderation. How did like living in Italy, because I've spent some time over there too. And it's just, how did that thing, I think, become a blessing for you to kind of see the way that others view food?
Well, you know, as you're talking about, like, getting an education on what, you know, what foods are good, it's also really looking, like, what I learned in Italy is, like, what mm-hmm. food is. Like, not everything that we describe in the United States as food is actually food. Like, food comes from the ground or from an animal that eats from the ground. You know, it is
right.
something that our bodies are a machine, and that even a million years ago, our bodies were able to process that. If it's something that's coming from a factory that's brand new, like, our bodies can't process it. And the Italians are very aware of that. I mean, they quality ingredients is, like, the number one thing for Italians.
Right.
They don't have a lot of, I mean, they're getting, even they're getting more processed food, but they're, you know, they think it's funny, like, how Americans have these huge portions, how so much is, it's like plastic food, you know, like McDonald's for
yeah.
them is like plastic food. And
right, right.
that for us is the norm. Unfortunately, it's a real disservice, and it's not justice, really, to have children think that that's food, because food is good for us.
Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy to hear, you know, with other people I've met along my journey that, you know, they are introducing this more into schools, and hopefully they're changing the way that our country views food and how we teach our youth and our children how healthy eating equals a healthy life. So this is so important. And I know people could find you. You have a blog, and you have boutique cooking classes, and you help people and teach people how to understand how to become healthy cooks at your website, Meal and a Spiel, and it's MEALANDASPIEL. Thank you so much for being with us, Ilana. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you so much for joining us, and stay well.